You're listening to Help and Hope, an audio ministry of CCEF. Our mission is to restore Christ to counseling and counseling to the church. On the program today, Winston Smith and Cecilia Bernhardt join us to talk about various aspects of biblical counseling at CCEF.
CCEF's mission statement is restoring Christ to counseling and counseling to the church. What are your views of CCEF's relationship to the local church? Maybe we could start with the counselors. How are you aware of your role, your involvement with your own church as it relates to the counseling ministry here?
You can kick that one off.
Oh, thanks. I think we start with a strong belief that that God is active and working through His church. Now we don't define the church as a particular church building or mm-hmm. even a particular church body. So we see ourselves as CCF as part of the church, ministering in God's name to people who are struggling. At the same time, though, we do recognize that the local church is very important. It's in the local church that each counselee and each counselor has their own church family, their weekly worship. So we strive to encourage, a deep connection for each counselor and their local church. And we sometimes, advise each other on church cases that we have, mm-hmm. As well as the cases that we see, here at the counseling center. Mm-hmm. In regards to our counselees, we consider our role as working along with the local church. So if someone comes to us with a particular struggle, we want to step alongside not only them but their church. Mm-hmm. So in most cases, we will work with the counselee to involve a pastor or someone in their church, because we recognize we can care deeply about this person, but our role is a temporary role in their life, whereas the church needs to come around them and support them. Mm-hmm. So we help the counselee to make that connection if they don't have it, or we encourage them to go deeper in that connection.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I think that when you think about the kind of the two parts of the mission, restoring Christ to counseling and counseling to the church, I think the restoring counseling the church is probably the more difficult part of the mission. And some of it is, it's just plain old logistical. I mean, when I counsel with somebody on a weekly basis, I have that 1 hour segment of time with them. And then either trying to include pastors, leaders, friends in that process is hard. It's hard to get to have other people join you in the session when it's appropriate. It can be hard kind of making those contacts and guiding counselees into that, into those resources in their life and in the church. And I think that's probably, I don't think we do a great job of it around here. And I think we need a lot of thinking and being creative to understand how to do that. I mean, as a freestanding brick and mortar counseling ministry, it's just so easy to just to counsel in an isolated kind of way, to proclaim the hope of Christ to people, to talk to them about the importance of community in Christ, but to actually as a counselor to figure out how to do that by including others in the room or making those external contacts, it's really challenging.
Are the types of problems that people often come with more difficult than what a pastor might normally see? How would you describe that? Are pastors referring people to CCEF? Are they looking for help and then working? You already mentioned a lot of them where you encourage working in conjunction with them. What is the nature of the cases or the counselees' issues that you normally deal with?
Yeah, I don't know exactly how the numbers would break down. I mean, I do get a fair amount of referrals from pastors. And I think what happens there is pastors always have a full plate. And most of the pastors I know, they'll do as much counseling as they can do, at least for on the short term. If they can help somebody and be an encouragement in sort of 3 or 4 meetings, they're happy to do that. If it's going to go longer term, it's harder for them to commit to doing that. And so they're looking for help. They're looking for resources. And so in that sense, we sort of become like, adjunct staff, for a local mm-hmm. church. I think mm-hmm. it's helpful to think of ourselves that way because it helps us be responsible to the church and what we're saying and doing. I think also people come here of their own initiative because they're not proud of their struggle. They're not proud of their problems. And it's nice to be able to talk about that in a context where they know there's going to be, there's kind of understood boundaries in the relationship. They know that a counselor isn't going to be gossiping about them, that a counselor isn't going to invade their world and blow it up somehow. Yeah. And sometimes that's where people need to start, because it's actually for them to talk to their pastor or someone else in the church, is the hurdle seems too high at first. And they need to kind of go somewhere where it just feels absolutely safe to them to initially get it out there and to understand what it would look like to deal with that, amongst a broader community.
Hmm. Yeah, in order to kind of make a decision, do we encourage this counselor to bring their own church into this, or should we? We're always setting that question in the backdrop of what does it mean to love this person, and how can I help this person know Jesus better? And so sometimes, as Winston said, sometimes there's good reason to maintain a certain apartness in the counseling, and then other times, our goal is to always help them to see their church family as God would have them see it. But the way that happens can vary.
Now, if somebody comes here either on their own or by a referral, how do you often match people up with counselors? You already mentioned certain people have different areas of expertise or that areas they focus on or specialize in. What's the process for matching somebody with a counselor?
When someone calls CCEF looking for counseling, we actually put them into what we call the intake process, which is where they, first thing is they speak to a counselor to help them to choose which CCF counselor would be best suited to them. And that's helpful for two reasons. One, we do want to make sure that we have an understanding of what their issue is, but we also want to minister to them right from the start. We have opportunity on that phone call to encourage them to say that we can pray for them, to help them to have even a sense of hope in approaching the counseling process. Then the intake counselor has a list of counselors, their areas of interest, their expertise, and their scheduled availability. Yeah. And so all of those play a factor in connecting the counseling and the counselor.
Excellent. How do you go about informing that intake counselor, Winston? How do you communicate to somebody who might be trying to match counselees to counselors and say, well, these are where I feel my strengths are, or weaknesses are? How do you do that?
I probably need to be more current on it, but what I've done over the past few years is I've met with counselors and just asked them those questions. and based on my own insights, I made notes. Mm-hmm. And I gave those notes to our intake coordinator. Said, keep these in mind. Mm-hmm. And some people are like, I just really don't like doing marriage counseling. So that's easy. Don't mm-hmm. give this person any marriage counseling cases. This person loves working with, mm-hmm. Problems that have sort of more psychiatric features, mania or schizophrenia or whatever. And those things are easier. Sometimes it does kind of come down to sort of chemistry and temperament. Obviously your own experiences, your own personality are going to influence the way you interact with other people. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I keep that in mind, like, okay, this person needs somebody with a really soft touch, who's more reserved, who will draw them out slowly. This person needs someone who's just edgy enough to push them when they need it, And so I've had those kinds of conversations with our intake coordinator. And maybe a couple times a week at most, I'll actually get a phone call from a pastor or someone who has some other connection to me, and they'll say, I want to send somebody to CCF for this kind of problem, and then I'll sort of do the intake myself.
I see.
when someone, they kind of, it's someone, a pastor, someone who kind of wants that more personal oversight of a situation.
Now, your emphasis is more in the marriage counseling department. You're writing a book, or have written a book that's going to be published soon. Mm-hmm. What interests you about marriage counseling that you would like to emphasize in that?
You know, it is really funny. The main reason I got interested in marriage counseling is because I was required to teach the course. So this is your responsibility now. So I really felt obligated to start learning about it.
Amen. And, that's a good idea.
But then, of course, I think like most counselors, I could immediately say, this is some of the most challenging counseling I do. I want to be better at it.
Yeah.
So I just thought, okay, here's my opportunity. I'm going to study something that I find personally very challenging. I'm going to get better at it, and that's going to move CCF's ministry forward. And I think that's what's happened. I still find marriage counseling to be some of the most challenging counseling. Also, for the same reason, I think, find it to be some of the most rewarding counseling that I do. And I'll save this for another conversation, but I think there are a lot of interesting dynamics in marriage counseling that actually become leverage for change in the counseling room. So there's a teaser for
Celia. are there any types of counseling situations that you really enjoy, or that you look for in intake, or not?
Yes. Yes, there's a few areas. As Winston said, we all take kind of a general approach, but have areas that we
sure.
have more of a focus. And for me, one area is depression, women mm-hmm. who struggle with depression, because I myself have had struggles with depression in the past. And, you know, it's something that I continue to bring before the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I find that I have a really deep understanding and connection with women who have that struggle. And then I also have an interest in women who are survivors of childhood sexual abuse, because I personally know a number of women who mm-hmm. have been through this. And it's such a challenging area. And it's an area where, when women's eyes can be opened to the grace of the gospel directly applied to this struggle, their whole lives can change. Mm-hmm. So that's an area where I've done reading and research, and have an interest and have counselees now.
Well, that makes sense. You see the Lord using people's experience, whether your own personal experience or the experience of those you're close to, mm-hmm. to develop a heart in you for various types of cases. So I suppose that would be very natural that counselors would have those affinities. It's just God's working in and through them. Now, CCEF, of course, is located in suburban Philadelphia, and we've talked about referrals and pastors that are referring people to CCEF. What would you recommend to people who are not near CCEF? Does CCEF have a referral list or anything? How might people take advantage, or what ought they to do if they want to take advantage of CCEF's resources?
Sure. We don't have a formal referral list. That's very hard for us to do, because once students leave our program, we don't have a way of interacting with them and seeing how their own ministry develops. So we don't maintain a current referral list at this time. But we do have some suggestions for people who are looking for biblical counselors. And we have a section on the website. We would encourage people to look, mm-hmm. and we have a section on choosing a Christian counselor, and we make some specific suggestions there on how people can go about doing that.
The general guidelines or principles, and directing someone to finding a counselor who would operate in a similar fashion,
yes.
along similar lines.
Yeah. If someone is looking to find a counselor in their own area, and mm-hmm. they're outside of a driving distance of CCEF, we would start by encouraging them to ask their own circles of influence, ask at their church, ask their pastor or deacons if there's someone that they would recommend in the area, mm-hmm. and then also ask their friends, you know, have you been to counseling? Was it helpful to you? Why was it helpful? Along with that, we do have some questions on our website under the section called Choosing a Christian Counselor, that there are just some good questions to ask for what you're looking for. then alongside of that, we do suggest, if you don't know anyone personally, that you contact a local church in your area who seems to have the same theological approach as you do, because that's important in finding a counselor, and then asking them. And outside of that, we do have a section on our web churches, and we encourage people to just take a glance at that list, because they may be in the local area of a church that is involved with us and interacting with us and current on our program. So we would suggest those as well.
This concludes today's edition of Help and Hope. If you would like more information about CCEF, you can visit ccef.org. You can also get information about our books and other publications at New Growth Press, online at newgrowthpress.com. We pray that you will be blessed by this and that you will join us again on Help and Hope.